Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners.
It's that time again. It's Thursday's bedtime reading. I'm so glad you could join me. As we all know, we are reading about the life of our great mother, Khadija radhiyallahu anha. Tonight, we shall start at chapter 6, which is entitled The Proposal. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Khadija radhiyallahu anha, glowed with gratitude. She had found a talented and trustworthy manager at last. A weight had been lifted off her shoulders and onto the broad shoulders of a man whose honesty was as intriguing as his charm. The excitement of the great caravan's return began to subside, and the intense summer heat melted into autumn's cool breeze. In autumn, after the evergreen palm trees had at last been harvested, the souks heaved with farmers selling delicious baskets full of wrinkled, brown, sun-ripened dates. The merchants who'd brought back plenty of goods from Bosra settled back into the rhythm of Moroccan life. Their goods were popular with the Moroccan ladies, who were looking for new embroidered fabrics and jewellery. Travelling pilgrims would be inspecting the market, seeking out unusual household items from Bosra, which were impossible to find elsewhere in Arabia. The merchants made sure that they'd stored away a good number of wares from their trip, because they knew that before long it would be time to prepare the winter caravan for the journey south to Yemen. Khadija Rajana's mind was filled with admiration for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the special qualities that she now knew he had. She was so pleased that she summoned him and paid him four times what she had originally agreed to pay. Waraka predicted that this man was destined for prominence, and Khadija Rajana had experienced firsthand a glimpse of his greatness. Now, for the first time since she had been widowed, dreams of marriage began to fill her mind. It was not easy to be a woman alone, raising children and being a breadwinner, without a life companion and partner. Twice she'd endured the tragedies of her husband's death and picked up the pieces left behind with as much dignity as she could muster. How she longed for a soulmate, to love again and be loved again. In the depths of the night, the deafening silence enveloped her. She wondered if it was at all possible for a man like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consider marrying a woman like her. His personality, full of sincerity and faith, fascinated her. She adored his chivalry and was captivated by his grace. Of all the eligible men in Mecca, she could think of no one she'd consider marrying except for him. Khadija Radina's thoughts were interrupted by a knock on her door. "Greetings," came a cheery voice. Khadija Radina pulled the latch and opened the door to her friend Nafisa bint Munya, who upon seeing the face of her friend knew something was on her mind. "How is my friend today?" she asked, her eyes smiling at her companion. Deep in thought, day and night, she made herself comfortable on the thick rug, leaning her elbow on a large cushion, with her chin resting on her palm as she spoke. Khadija Raniha could contain herself no more. She ventured to mention the suggestion of marriage to her friend, to see what she might say. Nafisa, being a world-wise lady, always gave her such good advice. When Khadija Raniha's idea reached Nafisa's ears, she grinned widely, her eyes lighting up. "What do you mean, would he consider marrying you, Khadija?" Nafisa asked with feigned disbelief. "Why, the best men of Mecca are seeking your hand. Leave it with me. Let me speak to Muhammad about this crucial matter and convey your proposal." Khadija Rajana knew that she was older than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that he'd never been married before. Perhaps he would want to marry someone younger than her, or someone who too had not been married. Perhaps her idea was too bold and foolish to be considered. Nevertheless, she was convinced that she couldn't allow this opportunity to pass her by. She was so sure that this was what she wanted that she nodded in agreement at Nafisa's offer. Nafisa arrived at the shabby wooden door of Abu Talib's house. She hesitated a moment before knocking rather urgently. Although no one was expecting her arrival, she was greeted cordially at the door and warmly welcomed in. She asked her after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and shortly after her request, a fair young man with dark wavy hair and a handsome beard greeted her. his eyes gazing down modestly. When she had asked after both Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's well-being and his kinfolk, she got straight to the point of her visit. "I've come to you with a matter to consider, O Muhammad," she explained. "O Muhammad, what is preventing you from getting married?" Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought about Nafisa's question and then explained to her that when he had the resources to get married, he would do so. After all, a man had to be able to feed, clothe and provide shelter for his wife, and he did not yet have sufficient means to do so. "What if I told you that a woman who is honourable, wealthy and beautiful wants to marry you?" Nafisa hinted. Surprised, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam scanned his mind to think who that person could be. Who would consider him when he had only just begun earning a decent living to stand on his own two feet? At last, Nafisa revealed to him the person she was thinking of. "What if I said that she was Khadija bint Khuwaylid?" Nafisa could see that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was both startled and pleased to hear the name of Khadija radhiyallahu anha. He obviously thought very highly of the lady he was employed by, as highly as she regarded him. Khadija radhiyallahu anha had many noble traits that impressed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had all the characteristics of an exemplary woman, and she would be an intelligent wife who was already a loving mother. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed with Nafisa that if Khadija radhiyallahu anha was happy to marry him, he would be honoured to be her husband. But he wondered how to take the matter forward. "Leave it to me," Nafisa reassured him. "I shall see to it that this matter is sorted out immediately." And with that, she turned around and carefully, to avoid tripping on the hem of her dress, and left. So inshallah, we shall carry on this chapter next week. But as we can see, the admiration and the respect that both the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radhiyallahu anha seem to have from each other. And what a lesson to learn, that a person's character, a person's conduct, the way a person presents themselves, can be such a big asset, a big way of giving dawah to somebody else. And also inshallah, we'll carry on this story next week. But before we go, I just want to remind ourselves, all my readers, that with it being the night of Thursday, inshallah, we try to give as much durood, or recite as much durood to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as possible, inshallah. And just one small hadith that I want to read out today, inshallah, so that we can also try to implement this in our own lives as well. So Sayyidina Ubadah ibn Samith radiallahu anhu narrates, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who does not respect our elders and does not have mercy on our children and does not acknowledge the rights of our scholars is not of my ummah." And this hadith has been taken from Musnad Ahmad, volume 5, page 323, and Majma' al-Zawaid, volume 1, page 127. As always, my dear listeners, it's been a great pleasure reading to you this evening. Inshallah, we can carry this on next week. But until then, Assalamu alaikum.